This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a freelance WordPress web designer. And when I'm not building utterly functional and beautiful websites, I love talking about them. In fact, I'm on a mission to make websites next level easy and to make sure that your website doesn't suck. Today, we are talking about the page that after the home page is the most important page on any website. It's the about page. So that may come as a surprise to you, or you might be slightly perplexed why, in my opinion and many other web people's opinion, this is a powerful weapon to have in your website armory. Let's have a little look at what we actually mean by an about page first. Of course, this may seem like I'm being a tad on the old patronizing side, but do you know what? After years of going through this in depth with clients and seeing the results, please do bear with me. Now, an about page is where you showcase you and your business. The information you give will depend even on what your business is offering and what your brand is all about. You may choose to talk about the origins, the provenance, the raison d'être of where it all began. You may decide that a visual timeline of where you started as a person to where you are now is more appropriate. For your business, it might be all about the business wins and showing them off and shouting about them. Your decision must align with your brand values and must align with what you want people to do once they've read the page, i.e., what is the goal of sharing your backstory with potential customers? What is it? What's the goal? Remember, as emotional as it may be to share information about yourself, the About page is like all your website pages. It's a sales page for your business services and products. And often people new to your brand will be curious and simply want to find out who they're dealing with. So this is when a description and image of you and your team is sometimes useful. Now, I have an ultimate checklist of what to include on About page. Of course I do. I'm a web designer. But do you know what? I'm going to add a little disclaimer to say that it will depend on you and your business model and brand. You may decide that you want to combine some of these elements, which I think is absolutely fine. You may want to miss some out. As long as it's consistent with your brand, you get the picture. Brand. So number one on my list, mission statement. It doesn't have to be too wordy or too floaty and flowery, but it does need to state where you and your business fit in to your industry. What is your goal? What is your vision? What is your mission? Make it memorable and unique to you and your business. Number two, company story. Where did it all start? If you're a startup business, you may keep this super short, but I do think it needs to be there if you're going to talk about your company. In fact, this is actually a great place to talk about your core values, as well as what turned your business from idea to right now. Number three, how have you grown, developed, changed? Now, of course, this will link nicely with number two, but you may want to include this as a separate section, particularly if you're already established within your industry and you can show how you've adapted to the changing needs of your customer and industry. You might have added a new service because you took on more staff and so on and so forth. Lots of things that you can add to that section. Number four on my little checklist, ideal new customers. In my opinion, this takes the form of who your business is aimed at and who you work with. So you may have niched into a specific industry, or you may work with certain age groups, or your products may obviously be aimed at a certain group of people. Talking about what products and or services that you're offering will help potential customers decide if you are for them. And number five, previous customers. Now, people love a good review and their purchasing decision may well be influenced by reading what others think about you and your business. adding these testimonials from your previous current customers is such a wonderful thing to add. You may even consider creating case studies and linking to them from these testimonials. Now, some people like to also include partner logos and accreditations on the About page to, you know, further back up their brand reputation. And do you know what? Social proof is such a powerful phenomenon. You know, the thing that makes you think that if you haven't tried something or experienced it, others around you have tried it. Well, they must know what they're talking about, right? So why not make use of it on your website? Now, my checklist is a great starting point when thinking about writing the content for your About page, but where do you go next? If you have decided not to hire a copywriter to help you with your content, or perhaps your web designer doesn't offer that service, you may be wondering what is going to work for you. And just a little tip here, sometimes we just need a bit of inspiration, and with a quick googly woogly, you can find umpteen blog posts with examples of about pages, which can be quite nice to have a little look at. And they often link directly to them and describe why that about page works for that particular company. So they can be quite helpful. But a word of warning, just like you are putting together your website to sell your product or service, the blog post you land on is part of a website that's also selling a service or a product. So be aware of the buyers, people. Before I finish up on this episode, one question I'm always asked is, does my about page really need a photo of me? Well, honestly, I would say yes. It doesn't need to be a professional photo, unless that's the look you're going for. Some people even use a really lovely illustration of themselves. Some just like a casual shot of them drinking a coffee or sitting somewhere beautiful. And some even like to do a little video. Whatever you decide, it's just a really nice way to allow people to relate to you. And personally, I think it's an easy win. Life's too short to be wondering if you should or shouldn't. So in my opinion, just go for it. If you're hearing this message, you've reached the end of another Help My Website Sucks podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you need help with your website, get in touch at twocowsweb.co.uk. And until next time, bye-bye for now.